your host, Greg, joined by some of my favorite people here in Kansas City. We got Matt. What up, dude?
What's going on, Greg?
And then, of course, from faraway lands, we do have Ash. What's up? How you doing?
Hey. You know, I love how it's not as exciting as Matt. That's fine. I see what
you're doing. Look, it was honestly, it was an accident because I'm just so used to Matt and Caleb all the time, Kansas City. And then I realized you're not from Kansas City.
Nope.
So that wouldn't work. That'd be a lie. I don't want to be a liar. So that's all it was. Anyway, guys, how's life been this last week? What y'all been up to?
Matt?
Right. It's all just like the Spider-Man meme. We're just pointing at each other. It's been all right. A couple of interesting things that came out of this past week that I'm kind of excited to talk about. Probably your follow-up question to what's going to be happening is like, what games did we play this week, right?
What'd you watch? What'd you play?
So I did a thing. I, first of all, happy belated birthday to our very own Ash. I want to say I did something in your honor, but I was already doing it probably like 3 nights prior to this, playing Destiny 2. because Caleb convinced me to like, hey, I'm hopping on Destiny. I booted up, needed an update, and I just left it for the night. But then I went back to it a couple days later. And you know, they throw you into that first mission where you're just like, here you go. So I did that and probably took me about like 10 minutes to get readjusted, back into playing Destiny. And it felt fun. Still got to the point where there's like these enemies running at me and I was like, there's no way in hell I'm dealing with this. I'm just gonna like run through. But it does feel fun. Will that be the same sentiment when I get to playing against other people? Probably not. But right now, Destiny 2 is still feeling fun. Also, playing Sword and Shield because they are now releasing Ash's lineup from Journeys, which they released Dracovish first. And he's available until August 25th, I believe. And so there are codes out there that you could search up. So if you search Sword and Shield, Ash, Dracovish, you'll find it.
And is this like a weekly thing, or how long is this gonna last?
How
often are we gonna get new ones?
Rather? I think they're from what the original report said, it sounded like they're releasing them weekly. Don't know if that's like just through August, because I think they already did Ash's Pikachu, I think earlier in the year or something like that, or late last year. So I think they're only doing the five other Pokemon that he has currently in his lineup.
All right. Well, I guess I have to work on that. What about you, Ash? What have you been up to?
Well, as you have been informed, it was my birthday this past weekend. Didn't really do much. Kind of was a chill birthday. Went out to a place and did a Pokemon hunt for the bug catching event. And then I did a birthday stream and played Little Nightmares because it's creepy and fun and also infuriating with puzzles.
Did it give you big nightmares?
I died. Huh?
Did it give you big nightmares?
No. Okay. It was more me like shaking the controller violently because I died, I don't know, maybe 30 times in the first 10 minutes trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do in the game. It was great. So if you play Little Nightmares, you can fall off of every platform. Every single one. All of them.
Yeah, I don't play any games this week. Like, at all.
Shocked.
Not even a little bit.
Not mobile games?
No. Nope.
Did you live vicariously through your kids?
Yeah, I got my son to play Xenoblade Chronicles 3. So he's hard to work at that. I did start watching The Sandman on Netflix. two episodes in. It's pretty good. Would recommend so far. A little confusing timeline wise, but I'm sure it won't all make sense at the end. So it's cool. No worries. But yeah. So let's get to some news. Ash, what's up?
Well, so earlier today, they was posted by Chris Scullion on VGC, which is videogamechronicle.com. Take-Two is making a Middle Earth game with, I'm assuming it's pronounced Weta. It might be Weta. Sounds cooler if it's Weta. Workshop. If I'm wrong, feel free to at me on Twitter. So what's really, really cool about this is that the company that they are doing it through is Take-Two's label, Private Division label, which has published quite a few things and has worked on quite a few things that fairly recently, in fact. The Weta Workshop is New Zealand company that created special effects and props for all of the Peter Jackson's Lord of the Ring movies, all three of the Hobbit movies, and the 2005 King Kong reboot. So if you've watched any of those, just the costumes, the design, just the special effects, it was all just amazing. If you haven't watched the Lord of the Rings movies at this point, you really are missing out. But the biggest takeaway from this is that they have been granted the data license to interpret the underlying lore of the books. So not just the story, but the lore itself, which means this could open up a huge, huge avenue for all different kinds of mini stories, mini ventures. It could really dig deep into elven and dwarven culture, as well as hobbit culture, wizards, you name it. It could really just open up so many doors to really, really, really explore the universe that is Middle Earth, essentially. Because it really is a little universe. So I'm really excited to see what they do for this. It's not slated to be kind of really released until the fiscal year of 2024. I didn't have a chance to look up what Take-Two's fiscal year ends or starts on, but they had posted on Twitter, which is kind of how I found about this, as well as the, you know, news alerts and things like that for gaming news. But in March, Private Division announced four new publishing agreements with the independent developers Die Gute Fabrik, Evening Star, Piccolo Studio, and Yellow Brick Games. Yellow Brick Games, we've all have heard at least once or twice before because they've come out with a couple of titles that are pretty interesting. First of the titles is not expected to launch until Take-Two's fiscal year 2024, which is the Middle Earth title.
Ash, it's okay because I get almost 85% of everything I know about through Twitter too.
this is interesting to me because Private Division, they've so far they've published The Outer Worlds, Ollie World, and the upcoming Roller Dome. So their artistic style is very, very
open.
Yes, it's different. It's not what I would typically expect from a Lord of the Rings, Middle Earth kind of genre stylized game. And I think that makes it more intriguing.
Yeah. I mean, especially considering when you look at the current Middle Earth games, like Shadow of Mordor and what was supposed to be the, was that Gollum or Smeagol game? I can't remember what they officially called it.
That one's not out yet. Lord of the Rings, Gollum.
Yeah, well, that they're working on.
Yep.
As far as just how that's going to work out, I mean, there's some people that are really excited for it, and then there's other that are like, take it with a grain of salt type of thing, considering what we got from Shadow of Mordor and things like we haven't really had something super cool since, what, Two Towers 360? Sure. I would say.
I have no idea. I think I remember playing that, but I don't remember any of the Lord of the Rings games being cool. Not a single one of them. Like, they were all acceptable, but just like, meh, this is mediocrely fun.
Yeah, I mean, so what? Can't remember which one it was, but it was either first or second one, which was Two Towers. I played that one, and they kept to the movie way more than they did to the book, so it was very hit or miss. If you are an avid reader and you've actually read the series, there's way more to the story than they put in the movies. And granted, the movies were long as it is. But, I mean, the fact that they've been granted the, licensings for the actual books, and then the creative licensing at that, just to kind of delve super, super deep into, you know, just the overall world itself, instead of just focusing on Frodo, you know, Rings of Power and things like that, because they're also working on the Rings of Power TV series for Netflix. It opens so many more doors for so many more things, which I think is really, really cool.
Yeah, it'll be interesting what exactly they get to do. Like, how this all works and plays out. Like, are they going to... Is Middle Earth Enterprises going to give them, like, specific... You know what I mean? Kind of like the George Lucas films controls everything Star Wars, and everything has to get passed by them. Is that going to be kind of like this, where moving forward, if you have to get the licenses and everything has to match up with lore, is it just fair game, free for all?
Yeah. Well, the thing is with the creative license is that they basically gave it to them in the way that, so they're allowed to interpret the underlying lore. So this means they could take the lore that's given to them and interpret it the way that they want to, not necessarily exactly as one specific studio or one specific person that granted the license in the first place, Middle Earth Enterprises, meant it to be. So they could literally go to J.R.R. Tolkien and say, hey, what did you mean by this? I mean, obviously, it's not really going to happen, but
yeah,
I know. Okay. Precisely why I said that. You know, obviously they can't really do that, but they could if he was, you know. So
it'll be interesting. I'm intrigued, but as I see, sounds like everybody else, somewhat pessimistic about it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I'm excited because I really like the Middle Earth.
And I love Middle Earth, just the games haven't produced.
True, but at the same time, the games were focused on the movies and not the books. That's the difference with this one, I think. And I really hope that they delve a much deeper into the book than they did with any of the prior games that were predominantly focused on the movies and reenacting scenes from the movies.
Yeah, they're all cash grabs. So, but I mean, we'll see. Time will tell, right?
Right.
Matt, are you not a Middle Earth fan?
I've watched
Middle Earth.
Yeah. I mean,
gotcha. Okay.
It's for someone. I like the Hobbit movies. I know.
Are you a fan of creatures that originate on
Real Namek, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
For those of you who don't know where that's from, definitely need to... was it Team 4-Star that did that? 5-Star? Whatever they called. The YouTube thing. Parodies. It's great.
I don't know. So, Matt, yeah, I was going to say, you're excited for that Dragon Ball?
Yes, I am excited to get my wish granted. That's all I really want in life. That and to be taken care of, but that's a different story. anyways.
Still haunting, huh?
Oh, no, absolutely. It's a forever life thing, right? Someone's gonna bound to fall for it. That's a terrible way to put that, but I'm going to stick with it. But this past week, they might have gotten your boy. They might have gotten me to do the one thing they have yet to do, and that's to get me to play Fortnite. And honestly, they've already been on a kind of a tear. Like, Fortnite at one point, and probably still is, like, the most played game, like the most streamed game, like, on the face of the planet as of right now. Still very dominant. Decided, just casually tweeted out a picture of Shenron, like he's like as if he's appearing, he's all gold out, so you can make out the outline of it. It's a dragon on top of a mountain. You know it's Shenron. Like, if you know, you know.
Oh yeah.
And it said, "Speak, name your wish, 8/16/2022."
Bruh, look, Vegeta, call dibs if we're gonna team up.
Listen,
look, I got the hairline.
Listen, you can have it. You can have it. Honestly, if you give me any variation of Gohan, I'm probably going with it. Actually, not like kid or teen Gohan. Maybe teen Gohan. But if you give me like Ultimate Gohan, if you give me Future Gohan, like, that's who I'm playing with. Now, I will say,
I'm going to give you Saiyan Man Gohan.
Honestly, that would actually be that. Legitimately, that is the one thing that would fit so perfectly in Fortnite, though. Do you know what I'm saying? Yes. So it wouldn't even be that bad. So it would actually be, I wouldn't even mind it.
So it drops tomorrow. How many characters were from Naruto? Do you remember?
Four, five?
One, two. No, I don't want to listen to that.
Because Naruto, Sasuke, I feel like Itachi was in there.
Naruto,
Sakura. I don't know.
Kakashi. Those are the only two names I see on there, but that's just for the bundle that was for sale. Oh no, it's Kakashi, Sasuke, and Sakura, and Naruto. Those are the four of them.
Okay, so team seven.
So, I would expect four characters, right?
So we would look at Goku, Vegeta, like those are the two, especially with the leaks that came out, like those are the two, yeah, that we're seeing for sure. I
have to Piccolo and Gohan. Oh, you know who'd be the best fit in Fortnite though? Hands down, best fit, Cell and Boo.
Oh no, absolutely. I would say Cell more so than Boo. But I could definitely see the case for that. Honestly,
Beerus and Boo.
Right. Just all the emotes that you get with it, it's going to be hilarious. Honestly, I could see them doing Goku, Vegeta. I would say that they would either do Piccolo or Gohan and swap the other. I think they're more likely to do Piccolo than Gohan.
Just for a change.
Yeah. And then if they were to throw in another character in that, and this is more wishful thinking than any sort of insight, I wouldn't be surprised if they were kind of going OG and just threw in Krillin.
Ugh. Now, it does say Dragon Ball.
But the thing is, like, he can also go...
Shenron's Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what sense that makes, because, like, he can go Super Saiyan. Like,
yeah. I don't know. Can we talk about the character model?
I mean, yeah. We can talk about anything.
Can we talk about how it doesn't look that bad?
Considering what they did for Naruto, not bad at all.
Like... John Cena looks like trash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you expect, guys? Come on.
I think it's par for the course. Like, it wasn't terrible. Like, I could see how it would annoy people, but me, frankly, I don't care.
Who? Nope. Nimbus Cloud's going to be the backpack, right? Sorry, Ash. Go ahead.
How are they supposed to know about what he looks like? Can't see.
Oh, John Cena. But the Nimbus, not the backpack. The Nimbus Cloud's going to be the jetpack, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's his swinging weapon going to be?
I'm really hoping it's his bow staff or his staff that he had in like early Dragon Ball.
Like OG Dragon Ball?
Mm-hmm. He had it for a little bit in... Yeah. He had it for like, a little bit in DBZ.
Yeah, like the first three episodes before like he died.
Yeah. didn't need it then.
Died violently.
That was the first episode. Okay, so the staff or the sword?
So that's...
Is that Gohan swinging?
That's the thing. Gohan's... Z-sword. Gohan and Trunks are really the only ones of the Z Warriors that have used swords. So I don't see how, to me, it wouldn't make sense, but I could also see being more true to like where they come from, giving them swords. But at the same time, it's also Fortnite where nothing makes sense.
No, not at all. Maybe he'll use the Nimbus Cloud to hit things. Mm-hmm. And then what's the backpack?
I think it would be really cool. Well, I mean, they could. Yeah,
it's gonna be Capsule Core.
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be Capsule Core. Like that. That would be really. That would be legit. I think they're just gonna. I think they'll keep it simple. They just give them a standard backpack, maybe branded Capsule Core, because it'd be kind of broken if they could just fly, and that doesn't really fit the MO of Fortnite. But I think they just do a Capsule Core jetpack.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Ooh. Oh, go ahead, Ash.
I was going to say, I could see it being like one of those little sack bags that they carry periodically throughout the series that have like their lunch and stuff in it.
Yeah. Like the OG Dragon Ball. Or like if you get the Piccolo skin and you get that bundle, you get the, what is it? The Dende staff, the Nami staff.
You know, it'd be crazy now that I'm thinking about it. Because there's kind of been a push for, with the latest stuff surrounding the Dragon Ball universe. What if the characters that they decided to give us, Goku, Vegeta, Piccolo, and Broly?
I could see that.
I hope they give us more interesting characters.
Well, and honestly, it depends. I could see Toriyama and company like being pretty protective of Broly because they've been doing a really big push for him across all the channels right now since they've reinvented him.
I could see Frieza.
Frieza would be another interesting one to have in there.
Android, what's the chick's number? I can never remember 18? The number.
It'd be Android 18.
Seven. Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I, what is it?
16, 17? No, 17, 18, 19? 16, 17, 18. Yeah, there you go. See, I know them
all. I can count. 19 and 20 were the two that they fought and destroyed. One looked like the Michelin Man. 19 did.
All right. So to keep up with this year's trends of everything not coming out when they originally say, Hogwarts Legacy has been pushed back again. Sort of, kind of. Originally supposed to come out this fall, now releasing February 10th, 2023. What say you guys?
I'd be cool. Still excited.
Honestly, I think them pushing it back means that they know it's not ready. And we've seen with a lot of studios do this recently, in the last, I would say, year, maybe 2 years, kind of really just take a step back and take their time with things so that they don't have to deal with the unrelenting backlash that is the consumer base. Especially since, you know, most people have gotten a lot more, what's the word, aggressive in their breakdown of things, so to speak. and bullying. I mean, we literally bullied an entire studio to redesign Sonic.
Look, so. that wasn't bullying, okay? That was constructive criticism that worked out for the best.
Well, yeah, but it started as bullying.
I mean...
But at the same time, like, you also see what fans did with No Man's Sky and the intense just aggravation that was that game when it released. And then over time, you know, now it's actually a good game for the most part. I mean, it's still got some bugs here and there, but what game doesn't? But, you know, and things like that. So I feel like studios that are coming out and saying, hey, yeah, we know everybody's excited for this, but we're going to push it back because we know it's not ready, is them saying, hey, we're actually thinking about how awful you guys are going to destroy this game if we release it right now. So we're going to actually fix it before we do that. So hopefully that's the case. It could be complete butt when it comes out, but, you know.
Yeah. Like, we haven't seen anything from it except for trailers, really. The Nintendo Switch launch date will also apparently will be revealed soon from the official Twitter account. Which tells me that game is never coming to the Switch.
Yeah.
There's no way. Not that game. I feel like this game's going to come out to the Switch and we're going to get Harry Potter Quidditch 2006 on the Switch. Like, that's going to be the game we get when this game launches everywhere else.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Do you think that they pushed it back because they kind of wanted to incorporate, you know, like Unreal Engine 5 or something?
I don't think so, but I don't know, because they're in crunch time at this point. Like, they're not in, let's throw it into a new engine. If it's not already in, I thought it was. But if it's not already in Unreal Engine 5, I don't think at this point it's going to be, unless they were to do a complete overhaul and push it back farther. I think the February 10th was to... Just because they didn't... There's no way. And yeah. It's entirely possible the whole WB Discovery merger played a role in that as well. Because this is a WB license, so they might have had to go back to the table for contracting on that as well.
Well, they could also have been reworking positions too, which would have caused a lot of changes where... They would essentially have to completely stop projects in order to get everybody in the right places.
Correct, yeah. So it could be a multitude of things. It's probably for the best. We'll see. Time will tell. I'm really intrigued by this one. I want it, but I'm super hesitant. And they're also supposed to be announcing a big collector's edition, which is, if the collector's edition is cool enough, I'm going to be dumb enough to buy it.
You start to sound like Caleb.
If it's not like a 1/30th scale of the entire Hogwarts castle, I don't want it.
I don't even care. You can give me a damn wand.
See, that won't be the collector's edition. That'll just be the regular collector's edition.
I said I'm dumb enough to buy it. Like, if it wasn't for the fact that it got canceled literally last minute, I would have spent $600 on the Batman Arkham Knight game that came on the PS4 in like 2015. I don't care.
The only Batman thing that I would spend a stupid amount of money on would be the Batman Who Laughs that had all the little evil Robins and the chains that was like, what, 3 feet tall?
Mm-hmm.
It was like several thousand dollars. Yeah, I want that.
So that sucks, but is what it is. Let's wrap up with the Disney Marvel Game Showcase coming out in September. So this was apparently just announced today. It's going to be part of the D23 Expo on September 9th. We have already been promised updates on Marvel's Midnight Suns, Amy Hennig's Marvel Ensemble game from Skydance New Media, Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga, and the Disney Dreamlight Valley. So, do you guys remember what the Disney Dreamlight Valley is?
Mm-mm.
That was the one where you create, like, your own or you live a Disney character or create your own Disney character or whatever, and you, it's like a Sims Animal Crossing esque style game.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah.
It is weird and crazy, and my wife is all on board for it.
I mean, that's cool and all. Just give us Disney Infinity.
No. No. We don't need to have that nonsense ever again. That I have hundreds of stupid, dumb characters from that Live Toys saga of our horrible lives.
Yeah, they really latched onto that Meebos idea, and they're just like, hey, we can make this work, and then it didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, so... No, I mean, that looks cool. But so they got that coming. Amy Hennig's unannounced project. This has been that game that's like, it's been, Amy Hennig's been working on game for years. I'm pretty sure she was working on 1919 way, way back in the day after she left the Uncharted series. And then that didn't work out. And now she's been supposedly working on this since. So like this is supposedly supposed to be huge Star Wars game, if the rumors are correct and what everything's been kind of hinting at and sounding like.
Couple of things. Like, it was interesting, like, them coming out and saying this, obviously, like, D23 coming up, a lot of cool things that are coming out of it, and even from like the game aspects. I'm really hoping we're getting more about, hopefully we get some form of a more formal update on Knights of the Old Republic, because that was pushed back, or is that like kind of suspended?
Indefinitely delayed.
Bro, honestly, yeah. I'm going to need some sort of reconciliation in this press conference for that, because I'm upset. Or even if we get, really hoping, probably likely to get more information on Jedi Survivor, the sequel to Fallen Order. Yep. So really hoping to get that. And kind of like on the flip side, something that I probably might not get much info on, if anything at all, but I would love to hear more about the upcoming Spider-Man PlayStation game. But I don't know if they'll do it because it's a PlayStation exclusive, or if they're just going to save that for a PlayStation showcase or a Let's Play.
I'd say they're probably going to save it.
That's one of those where I don't think they would talk about. Like, these other games, Amy Hennig's game might be impressive, but I think that's the Star Wars fan impressiveness. The only thing I think that's really going to be, could be really impactful for Marvel, is either an update on the Spider-Man 2 or an update on Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think if you were to drop Amy Hennig's game and one of those two games and everything else they got on there, you'll have a killer showcase that's going to get a ton of clicks. I think you already get a bunch of clicks with that one Star Wars game, but I think you're right. I think we'll get something. I hope we get something cool.
Mm-hmm.
Ash?
So, one last thing. It's kind of small, but it was mentioned on Kotaku on Friday. It's a game that I've kind of been keeping an eye on that's just ridiculous in nature. Have you heard of a Steam game that's coming out called A Squirrel with a Gun? Have you seen the most recent clips from it?
Where he's robbing somebody?
Yes. And where he's using the MAC-10 as a double jump booster by shooting the ground with it.
Look, I'm here for it.
I want this game. Just the sheer ridiculous, because it's not like a little tiny gun, not a squirrel sized gun. Like, this is a full, like, I stole this from a straight person gun.
A straight G.
Like OG, like, but just not. Got off the camera, like, he just, yeah. This is, I want this game.
This is Goat Simulator vibes. This is Goat Simulator. This is Untitled Goose Game. I love this genre. This might be a little bit more violent than I think what I was really intending to see out of this, but okay.
Listen, and honestly, it's a perfect counterpart to Stray.
Exactly. Like, so I mean, it even has its own like full Steam page and everything. So according to Kotaku, it's developed by Daniel, and I'm sorry if I butcher your name, Deon Trimol, which I'm assuming is how you pronounce that. And according to him, it's a sandbox game that is all about exploration and shooting stuff. Deon Trimol says you'll be able to help people or rob them. And you'll also be able to use the gun to reach, or gun recoil to reach out of the way places. And then the video that follows is just ridiculous. this squirrel firing a MAC-10 and just launching himself into Kingdom Come. I am so here for this.
It's gonna be interesting. Does it have a? Did you give it a release date, Ash? Did I miss it?
It doesn't have one yet. At least not that I see. It's still in development for the most part, but it's. I really, this looks so much fun. Like, just the sheer ridiculous, like, nature of it in general. And I know I've said that, like, 12 times already, but I just, it's just nuts. I feel like this would be one of those really good games to be, like, a good time killer. Just kind of a pick up, put down type of thing. Kind of like Goose Game in a way, but, like, way more violent.
No, yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting from it. I love it.
Yeah. I also feel like this would be good for streaming too, because like,
oh, absolutely.
It's just, it's nuts. So.
And is there anything else we want to talk about, guys?
I think that's about it for now.
Great. That more people should be playing Destiny 2, because if I'm going to suffer, other people need to suffer with me.
Ash, where can they find you at?
Doesn't even acknowledge it.
Just straight ignores. you can find me on Twitch, you can find me on Twitter, you can find me on the Gram, you can find me on SoundCloud at @MS_SparksMadness, Sparks with an X, not a CK.
Matt, where can they find you complaining about your struggles?
Oh, I mean, the best place anyone complains about
Destiny,
anything.
I'm sorry, I meant Destiny struggles, I'm sorry.
No, I know. I know, but it's still the same answer. Guys, you can follow me specifically for any complaining on Twitter @Matt_Gutu, where I'll just be shouting it to the void, because I don't know what's worse, existential crisis or trying to figure out why I keep dying every 3 seconds in Destiny 2. The answer is still the same. It's because I have work to do internally. And that is on Zavala, that's on the light, and that's on whatever the heck is going on with this abandoned ghost. That's all I know. But reach out to me, get my PlayStation tag, and then we can maybe run it up in Crucible or something. I don't know. Give me a week. I'll probably drop it.
I don't think we'll hear about it next week, but you can find me @Tonksy on Twitter, TONNKSY, where I'll be lurking all over the place. Just hanging out, chilling, having fun. Guys, we love you. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening. We will catch you next week. Watch out for those zombie pigs, though. They're out there.